Okay, 1132, please.
Request of Ken Gunther to address council regarding council representative to oversee progress of a real estate project.
Good morning, welcome.
Good morning, all. Hope you're feeling good this morning.
Yes.
This is a proposal to benefit the city, among other things. The proposal is regarding a four-tax lot bordering Southwest Broadway Drive covering 4.5 acres. There's a map attached. The potential for increased current $5,000 a year taxes on unimproved property to $150,000 approximately on improved property after residential development. The development would be up to 15 homes. The number of school-age children would be minimal because of the type of homes. Sites suggest a PUD development, which would be beneficial to housing quality. The homes would be within walking distance to Portland State University and downtown Portland. I personally did this route for many years when I lived in an adjacent home. The property is south-facing, overlooking Markham Nature Park, and gives a sylvan outlook, a true Northwest style of life feeling. I'm going to jump over to the summary and then back into the history a bit. I'm 87 years old. I want to see this tract developed before I die. The Bureau of Development Services early assistance summary has raised issues if complied would be so extraordinarily costly as to totally preclude any development of the tract. Currently, the situation is this. The Lincoln High School football team playing against the Seahawks in a football NFL football team without a referee. We cannot proceed under the present situation.
A great analogy.
Thank you. The clarion call is for this council to appoint a referee to help this project to survive and be a real benefit to the city. Please do that. Quoting from the city's Southwest Hills Resource Protection Plan, page number 65, housing and education values will diminish only where the resource protection reduces or eliminates opportunities for residential development. If you should decide not to help facilitate progress by appointing a referee or some other solution, then purchase the tract. The connection to Governor's Park should be of value to the city. We are open to constructive discussions on this matter. Thank you greatly for considering our plea, and let me just touch on a couple of history items. Our family has owned this property for over 54 years since 1960. Buying the tract and paying taxes all those years has been a big financial burden. There is no developable tract similar and close to PSU and downtown Portland. Other homes built some time ago surround the tract on all sides, even up the hill from the tract. An existing city water tank off Broadway Drive is adjacent to the tract, and access to the tank is with our permission being over the tract. Evidently, the city analysis is that there is no landslide hazard. A current Office of Transportation Development review calls for development along Broadway Drive. It would be about $1 million to do that. Be no advantage to the tract. We've incurred significant expenses over time. The tract touches Governor's Park at one point. This could be a continuous connection for both sides of the ridge of Davenport Street. And I thank you very, very much for hearing it.
Thanks for bringing this to our attention. Obviously, there are a couple of bureau staffs involved, so we'll make sure this gets to them as well.
Certainly.
Mr. Kent, I think you just did an excellent advertisement for some developer, because some of the processes, particularly for dividing a property as big as this, are really complicated. So hopefully you can engage somebody in the community who's familiar with working with the city staff on this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.